Kurzweil 1000 has been around for many years now. In fact, in the 80s, it used to be a huge, great machine that practically filled a room. Well, that's a slight exaggeration, but it was quite big. And then it developed into software. And I bought my first copy of K1000, as it's known, in 1999. And at that time, they were on version 4. Since that time, there have been periodic updates to the program, adding new features. And the current version is now at version 14.6. So over the years, it's developed into a really good all-in-one package on your computer. When you install it, it's got its own voice, so it will guide you through the installation. And it has an array of features. A lot of the features I quite like, actually. I use sometimes. You can photocopy. You can even use it as a fax. As I say, it has its own speech. So your screen reader, if you're using one, will be put to sleep temporarily while K1000 is running. And then when you exit the program, you should be able to go back to your screen reader. So it is really very capable of doing quite a lot. There's Braille as well. You can translate Braille, and you can also open PDF files and do conversions. You can convert files into images. So for instance, if you want to keep a copy of a document and you don't want to necessarily print it or photocopy it, you can save it as an image file, and then you can always print it off at a later date. So it's really handy for maybe keeping copies of forms or stuff like that. And then of course there's the spell checker and thesaurus. You can save to a note taker. There's loads of different things you can do with K1000. Batch scanning, which means you can scan a book and just do page after page after page without it stopping. It is a really powerful piece of software and set of tools involved in it, but the only difficulty is the price, really. It's very prohibitive for some people. It's around £600 to buy now. And if you don't need all those extras and you just want something that lets you scan your documents, then maybe something cheaper like Abbey Fine Reader would work the same, because one of the engines in K1000 is Abbey anyway. So maybe just buying a small cut down version off the shelf software would work. But if you want all the bells and whistles, and I don't use all of them, but I do use some of the features, I have to say, then K1000 is something worth looking at. It doesn't include the scanner, because what happens with K1000 is you install it on your computer and you then have to obviously buy a separate flatbed scanner. Now, any scanner that is Twain compatible will work with K1000. Twain stands for Technology Without an Interesting Name. So that's quite good, actually, but that's what Twain means. And if you get a Twain compatible scanner, then K1000 should find it, pick it up and work with it. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to the software. I'm sitting at my PC here, and hopefully you'll be able to hear this. So if I do a K on my desktop, it should take me to
Kurzweil 1000.
Okay, so we'll press enter.
Hello, and welcome to the Kurzweil 1000, version 1406. Press the rectangular key at the bottom right corner of the keypad for assistance.
Okay, so it gives you that little welcome message every time you go into the program. I've got a couple of things here to scan. As I say, we're talking about flatbed scanners now. So my scanner is a Plustek Optic Book 3600. I've had it for a few years now. It's an okay scanner. I prefer Epson's, if I'm being honest. But I have this one because this one enables you to hang a book over it. The glass that you lay your document on goes right up to the edge, and it enables you, if you've got a particular book with a spine that's quite tight, then you can hang it over the top of the glass edge. And that's one of the reasons why I bought it. But I do find that while it's a fast scanner for the head going across and back, I do find it a little bit slow to warm up. So, without further ado, I've got a couple of leaflets. I'll lift the lid, place the leaflet down on the glass, and we will press
scanning, please wait.
F9, but unfortunately, it's going to take a few minutes, about maybe a minute or so to warm up. So what I'll do is I will come back to you when I'm nearer the time for it to scan. It won't do this, by the way, if your bulb in your scanner has warmed up the light, as it were. If it's ready to go and you've been using it, then it will scan after this very quickly. It doesn't do it for every scan. It's just when you first go into the program and you warm it up. So my Braille display is showing that it's coming up. When it reaches 100%, which I can feel in Braille, then the scanner will move off. Okay, well, it's showing...
1000.
Here we go, it's scanning. The scanning head is going over the document now. And that's it reversing. Now I should get some information.
Scan complete. The page appears to be blank.
Oh, that was a good start. So... now you'll see that what happens is that now the scanner's warmed up, if I press F9 again to start the scan, it'll start right away. So that page was blank. I think this is a mobility leaflet that I got through the door.
Current scan complete.
Ah. Now.
The confidence level for this page was 9.37. Mobility, the leading car scheme for disabled people. End of last page.
Okay, well, that's what I thought it was. So we'll open it out inside and see if it gives me anything. It might be full of pictures, this. I'm not sure, but we'll try.
Scanning, please wait, and mobility.
So the scanner's going across again. This is how all flatbed scanners work, by the way.
And scan complete. Page 2 complete. What is the mobility scheme? The mobility scheme enables you to lease a new car, scooter or powered wheelchair without the worry of owning a running one. Currently, over 650,000 disabled people and their families are benefiting from the freedom and independence provided through the mobility scheme. All cars, scooters and powered wheelchairs provided under the mobility scheme are leased to customers by mobility operations, who operate the scheme under contract to mobility. Both mobility and mobility operations are authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, who can join. You may be eligible to join the mobility scheme as you receive either the higher rate mobility component of the disability living allowance, or via the enhanced rate of the mobility component of personal independence payment. You simply exchange all or part of your allowance to lease a car, scooter or powered wheelchair of your choice. For more information, call 0800-953-7070 #2562 or visit mobility.co.uk/DWP, fold and seal before you post.
There you go. So that read pretty well, actually. It's a glossy leaflet that came in an envelope this morning, and I thought this would be quite useful to scan. So that's one particular leaflet that I got. Another one is some instructions that I got with a device I bought recently. So we'll see if this works. It's again, it's quite glossy. And again,
scanning.
Press F9. And we'll see whether this does anything. So Kurzweil is really quite a good, you know, it is really the top of the range, if you like.
Scan complete. Recognition complete. The top of the page was at the left of the scanner. Page 3. Part number 156 for connecting an audio recording device between the handset and the base of your home phone. Important. Please do not plug this connector into your computer. For recording to PC software, ask for retail part number 157 or 650 or use retail kits part nose 957 Lite, 957 Pro or 957 Advance. This connector will not work from your BT or home telephone wall socket. Ask for part number 145. Some home phones do not have a base. If you have only a handset connected via a port straight into the BT socket, you should use part number 145. Useful tip. Log onto the website link below and see a video of how to connect to 156.
Okay, so that's some instructions that I have for a device I got recently, a phone connection kit. So they're the instructions. So it is really quite useful. Now, they are flat, obviously, sheets of paper. That's really more suited to K1000 than boxes. Remember, before we've talked about camera scanners that have more room underneath them so that it enables you to put a box in place. And unfortunately, K1000 is a flatbed scanner software, so therefore it's quite difficult to get a box under the lid between it and the glass. But that gives you an idea. As I say, there are lots and lots of things that K1000 does. It's a photocopier, it's a fax, it's a spell checker and thesaurus, It will, as I say, do PDF files. It will convert. You can put them into different formats. You could even put your text that you scan into MP3 format if you wanted to. There are so many bells and whistles on this program now. And of course, it scans very well as well, which is its main function. If you wanted to, you could even have this program start up when your computer starts, and you would just be in K1000 all the time if you wanted to. I don't have it set up that way because I use my computer for so many other things. So there are lots of ways you can use K1000. The downside, of course, is the price, over £600. It's quite a lot of money. But if it's something that you think, you know, it's a lifetime purchase, and the good thing about it is if you have an old version of K1000 and you wanted to update to, say, the current version, which is 14.6, then you just have to pay, I think it is £105 to upgrade it. That's the good thing about it, in that it's not incremental. So if you have, say, software like JAWS, if you wanted to update JAWS from an older version, it would cost you a lot more money because they keep the incremental dates going, whereas K1000, it doesn't matter how old it is, if you just update from whichever version you have, then it's the same price. So I hope that's given you a flavour of what K1000 does. If you're interested in more information about it, you can contact the UK dealer, which is Sight and Sound Technology, 01604 798070, or you can go to their website www.sightandsound.co.uk. That's all one word.